Composer David Lang read a particular book about 20 years ago. In it, a fictional pianist ruminates for the entire book about his unhappy life. His principal agony is that he doesn't possess the musical magic of the pianist Glenn Gould. It's about his obsession with his own failings, measured against someone else's brilliance. The novel by Thomas Bernhard is called The Loser.
There's no paragraphs in this book. It really is just a rant. When I read this book originally, I took it into the bathroom with me and I read it out loud, yelling at my reflection in the mirror, because you can't actually relax reading this book. You know, it's so intense.
An intense, internal, self-critical monologue like this might make a good opera, Lang said to himself. He put the book aside, but he kept thinking about it over the years.
I feel complete.
Lang is now a prolific, adventurous, and very visible composer, particularly after writing the score to last year's movie Youth, in which he had to create compositions for the character of an aging composer.
Don't you miss your work?
Played by Michael Caine.
Not at all. I work far too much anyway.
But he works a lot with words.
To me, the beautiful thing about working with text is that my job is not primarily as a musician or as a composer. My job is as a reader.
He's kind of an interpreter of the text.
You read it, you think about it, and you try to present it as plainly as you can.
Hence, The Loser, the text he read all those years ago, shouting into the mirror, which is now an opera of about an hour in length, the story of a fictional pianist, ostensibly the friend and envious colleague of Mr. Gould, the 20th century musical genius. Our hero has been defeated by Gould's success. A lot of the facts in the novel were made up, but for Lang, the emotional content is real.
Because this was about music and about someone who wanted to be great and failed. I think for a musician, and probably for anyone in any creative field, this is something that's such a high voltage line that you don't want to put your finger on it or even know it or look at it, you know.
I mean, I'm at a disadvantage because I haven't seen the opera, but I haven't either,
so, yeah. You know.
Do you want to talk about the staging a little?
Lang is staging The Loser, too, for the first time. It's now in rehearsal. In the Gilman Opera House at BAM, the audience viewing The Loser will be seated in the mezzanine, right opposite a platform built for the main character.
So right in front of you is this really unhappy guy who's going to be singing at you very loudly, right in your face, for an hour.
Suspended, with music and everything else pretty much out of his reach.
It will be completely dark, and he will really be in the void. He will really be this kind of disembodied person telling you about how his life hasn't worked out.
The Salieri syndrome, you might call it.
What's it like to feel what he feels?
At the heart of it, a paradoxical set of desires.
I want to do it. I want to be the best at it. It's destroying me that I can't be the best at it. But I wouldn't want to share it with anyone. So he's completely missed the point.
Memories of a great 20th century pianist mixed with a contemporary composer's take on a ranting, raving Glenn Gould wannabe. Operatic, indeed. For Fishko Files, I'm Sarah Fishko.